Welcome to the St. Michael Weekday Meditations. My name is Mary Lessman, and I'll be leading our meditation today. Our theme this Easter is blessing. Once you've been transformed by God's love, you can't help but want to share that love with others. This Easter, let's learn how to bless one another by sharing the grace and love of Christ with our friends and neighbors. Joining Christians everywhere during this Easter season, we proclaim with joy, Alleluia, the Lord is risen indeed. Come, let us adore him. Alleluia. A reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 10 to 21. And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God. In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, What is it? For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather as much of it as each of you needs, an omer to a person according to the number of persons, all providing for those in their own tents. The Israelites did so, some gathering more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, those who gathered much had nothing over, and those who gathered little had no shortage. They gathered as much as each of them needed. And Moses said to them, Let no one leave any of it over until morning. But they did not listen to Moses. Some left part of it until morning, and it bred worms and became foul. And Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, as much as each needed. But when the sun grew hot, it melted. Here ends the reading. Where is the line between excess and lack? Why do we continually struggle to find the sweet spot of sufficiency? Today's story from Exodus finds God's people newly sprung from slavery in Egypt and still trying to find their rhythm in the wilderness. In yesterday's passage, we heard how the people complained against Moses and Aaron. If only we had stayed in Egypt and ate our fill instead of letting you bring us out into the desert to die of hunger. God has heard the complaint of his people and promises provision. They will not need to be concerned about where their food will come from. Each morning, God will provide sustenance in the form of manna. It will appear on the ground, and the people can collect their daily bread. But God's provision has stipulations. People will be able to collect just what they need for themselves and their families for that day. One omer per person is allotted. By my quick math, that would be about 3 pounds, a very generous per person serving. And nothing could be saved until the next day. All should be consumed, and a new batch of manna would be available for gathering tomorrow. Moses and Aaron explain God's instructions to the people. But as we are all want to do, some of God's people want to maximize their return on God's plan. They want to scheme around the limits to give themselves and their family an edge over others. So on the first morning, some collect more than the omer per person that God prescribed. But miraculously, no matter how much manna one collected, no matter if he got out there early and grabbed all the best-looking manna at a rapid pace, once the manna made it out of the field and onto the scale, it weighed one omer per person. And those who slept in a little and didn't quite get a full load still weighed in at one omer per person. Regardless of effort, they gathered just as much as each needed. Since that maneuver didn't work, some of God's people tried to economize to save extra manna. They ate a portion of their collected manna and held some over for the next day. But when they woke in the morning, the saved manna had bred worms and become foul. In this way, God formed his people, slowly and with much patience, to trust that God would provide their daily sustenance, that there was nothing they could do on their side to, literally, tip the scales in their favor, that they could step back from their striving and strategizing and simply accept God's gracious and sufficient providence. I don't know if we as God's people have changed all that much over the years. We continue to fear lack, to fear insufficiency. If you'd asked the Israelites, they would have said, God, let us collect as much manna as we want. Let us store some food for, literally, a rainy day. This not only provides us some assurance that we won't go hungry, it's better for you. You must have better things to do than spend your time showing up each morning and providing a layer of bread for us to gather. God, help us help you. And that continues to be our attempted argument today. But God will have none of it. He will not allow his people to hoard. He will not allow them to stockpile. He wants us to trust that we will receive just what we need, what is sufficient for the day. We often live in a space where we're worried about enough. Do we have enough savings for our kids' college, for retirement? Do we have enough to maintain a certain standard of living, to handle any health crises that might arise? Focusing on or questioning sufficiency positions us in a space of lack. We're asked to take a deep breath and trust God's promise of daily providence. Trust that he wants to be an intimate presence in our lives. That he cares not only about our spiritual needs, but about our physical needs as well. We're asked to trust in God's gracious sufficiency. Amen. Please join me as we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who've been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.